Alright guys, welcome to our new podcast called Planet High School. You're with your host, Raymond.
And Vishal.
And we're going to be uploading every Sunday at 7 Eastern Central Time. I don't know why that matters, but hey, it's 7 p.m. Every Sunday, so stay tuned for new episodes and with special guests. So basically what this podcast is about is just being with our friends and just talking about like stories and whatnot. And if you have any requests to be a guest or like any questions, please just like DM me on Instagram or anything like that, and you can DM Vishal as well.
So today we're going to start off with kind of talking about some high school experiences, because you know we're both in high school and we're both grade 12, so figured maybe talk about a couple things that we've been through with changing. So we both changed schools in grade 9 to 10.
For sure.
Talk
for
about
sure.
How that went, talk about a couple other things.
So in grade 6, I think I moved here in Brampton in grade 4. I forgot what year that was, but in grade 4, I moved here in Brampton, and I switched schools like every single year. So first year, I was in James Potter with Gersimran. He's going to be a special guest. And then I switched schools to Mount Pleasant, which was recently built when I got in. And they have the craziest library and the craziest ice rink. Probably one of the best middle schools in Brampton, to be honest, with the area and stuff like that. And then in grade 6, I finally got into Ingleboro, which is a brand new school to itself. So I've been into pretty much every year I've been to the new school. And then grade 6 to grade 8, I stayed in Ingleboro, met some friends that I've still been with for some time. And then now I went to grade 9, I went to BCSS, had my epic adventures there. And then I went to Gene, and I've been in Gene since till now, till present. And before then, before all grade 4, I was in Mississauga, like living close to a family and stuff like that.
So yeah, I was in Mississauga since I was born until senior kindergarten, and then right after senior kindergarten, I moved to Brampton for grade 1, and I actually went to private school for grades 1 to 6. And then I still have a bunch of friends that I still talk to through private school, because I was there for so long that made a bunch of good friendships that I'm really proud that I have right now. As well as in grade 7, then I ended up moving to Ingleboro with you and a bunch of other people. So grade 7 to 8, I ended up spending at Ingleboro. That was pretty much because my parents wanted me to not go into, because I wasn't going to go to a private high school. So they wanted me to get the public experience before going to a public high school. So basically after that, I had changed to Ingleboro. You were essentially the first friend I made there.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you put me, like, you know, like, when you, yeah, like, you put me as your partner, and, like, I had to introduce you to, like, everyone like that I knew, and I was pretty much new, like, I was only there for a year, so I only introduced with you.
Raymond was the popular kid, apparently. That's what he's telling me right now.
I wish. I mean, me saying I'm popular doesn't really say much. It's just, like, I'm cool with all the popular kids, and I'm cool with all, like, quote-unquote, the lames, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
I'm like that. And I got questions. So you were in private school for like K to 6?
For grades 1 to 6. So to 6? After senior kindergarten, yeah.
That's crazy. Yo, okay. Private school is pretty interesting to me. But like, isn't private school like more like one-on-one?
So it's almost like, you know how, so if you're in high school, you'll know this, that there are lots of programs in high school like IB and IBT and stuff that tend to help you out and boost your marks maybe. So private school is a little bit the same way, because they want to keep that reputation, and because you're paying a lot of money to go to private school, so
yeah,
they want to keep that reputation and obviously get more money. So a lot of the times they'll help you out on projects and stuff. They'll boost your mark a little, even if you didn't quite meet the requirements, or they'll sit down and they'll, like, a lot of teachers will be like, I'm not going to chase you around. In private school, I know I was younger, it was only up to grade 6, but they would chase you around and be like, hey, did you do this? Can I help you do this?
So it's like, so public school is like more like one-on-one type of thing?
Yeah, it's a lot more of the teacher actually wanting to like be a part of it and stuff, because the teachers also make a lot more than,
yeah, for
than,
sure.
than
I think
public
they should,
teachers.
They damn well have to take all my money. I think they really should. But yeah, I feel like public school, they'll do the same for you, because you kind of do build a relationship with your teachers in the 4 years you are in high school. But at the same time, the problem is that people say that teachers are like kind of useless. I mean, the teachers are only useless because you don't ask for the help.
Yeah, in high school it's a lot different than even middle school, because in middle school they'll still go around and help you and stuff.
Yeah.
But in high school it's like a lot of our school is a lot more self-taught oriented, but that's how it is in most high schools, whether you like it or not. It's like you have to go and ask the teacher for help. They're not going to be like, "Hey, do you need help?" every time. Like, of course, teachers should ask a little bit if they feel like, "Oh, you're not doing so well." But if you don't want to receive help, or if you're not going to go and ask for it, they're not going to come out of their way to help you.
And like, what I feel with like high school, I feel like it's kind of like a meat grinder. They don't really care, kind of, but they do at the same time. You know, Canada's just like, eh, kind of want to get you through it, but like once you're out of high school, they really do not care about you.
Yeah, their whole thing is getting you ready for university is shipping you off essentially.
Yeah, I mean, I guess school has been like that for pretty much, but like, I think the best part about high school is being with your friends and like having those experiences.
Oh yeah, no one likes going to school, but everyone is okay with it because of the people that are there.
Yeah, and like in high school, you learn how to drive. That's hella nervous and
Yeah.
stuff. Like driving is just a mission to do, and like at points it sucks filling gas and stuff like that. You know, it costs a lot of money.
It's real world stuff, man. High school's right there.
But being real and all, like I definitely like to spend like now that I got older. Like I mean, I feel like I'm sounding like a 34-year-old guy, but like now that I'm like getting older and like. I'm starting to spend more money on my experiences than actual you know how like all teenage kids are like, oh, let's just get some food real quick, like alone. Like I'm not trying to buy. Like if I'm alone, then I'll make my own food because like I know how to cook myself, so I'll do that. But if it's like with friends, like I won't think a second about it spending money.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Like, to be honest, if you can't cook anything and you're in grade 12 like us, you better start learning quick, 'cause especially for uni and stuff, you're not gonna want to eat out every day. Even if you're super rich and you can afford to, eventually you're not gonna want to, because there's not gonna be that much stuff around the university where you're gonna have such diversity to eat out every day and be like, "Oh, it's something new." You're gonna need to learn how to cook.
Dude, you know what I feel like when university is like? You know how you get those food cards? Yeah, I feel like it's food stamps in the hood. I know from like, because I'm probably gonna go to Trent. So, Trent University, my cousin goes there and she's telling me like all the stuff there. Beer, white tins, I don't know. Anyways, she says all the food is trash. At least the Starbucks in the campus. So yeah, I can go to Starbucks. But like, that's what I feel like. I feel like university food that like you can get with food cards are just total trash. Like it's disgusting.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me either, because Trent's like, what, 3 something hours away?
Two
Maybe
hours.
two
It's 2 hours.
hours?
It's a good distance. It's a really good distance away.
Yeah, and it's not like it's down south to like U of Ontario, where it's like 5 hours, but it's like towards America, so it's like in the mainland, I guess. It's like Trent's like up north, I believe, right?
Yeah, Trent is up north.
Yeah, so like it's not gonna get much better up north.
But I'm only going to Trent because like I have the house there. I've been telling everyone that like I have a crib there, and like I truly do. And just like I think it's better for like residents because residents cost a lot.
Yeah,
Like
especially like if you go to like universities like U of T and stuff, because they know that so many people want to go there and want to live on res.
it's basically a money grab.
Yeah,
Like
that's what all universities are really.
it's a scheme. It's a lot. Like $9,000 for a class. Like yo, just am I gonna make that back like after I graduate out of university or something like that? Or is this just gonna be like it's gonna be a waste of my time getting this degree or something?
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm pretty excited at university, like getting out there and like meeting new people, because I definitely like want to meet new people and be more independent, because we're all basically getting shipped out, and I don't think like the closer friends like you, me, Rithik and Saj are probably gonna like stay together, and like so is like Hamza and like Harmon and stuff like that. Like they're like I think the cliques are gonna stay together like truly and stuff like that, like
Oh
when we
yeah,
can.
I agree 100%. Like during like winter breaks and from what our teachers have been telling us, university finishes what, April?
Yeah, it finishes quick, so I'm
So
definitely gonna.
you have a lot more time off than you're used to, and you're not gonna know what to do yourself. Like you're gonna hang with your friends a couple times, but after that it's gonna be like, well, I can't hang out with them every single day, and even like every weekend you're like, I can't hang with them every weekend, right? So you're gonna have to like that's like when people find jobs and stuff like that too.
Yeah, and for sure, like I'm gonna be like I'm saying this now. I don't know if I'm gonna do this later, but I'm gonna try to be proactive and try to hang out with friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everyone wants to, and you're not gonna be see a lot of people won't be going to same universities,
Yeah, even, I don't think anyone else is going to Trent. I think Curry applied. I don't know if he got an offer.
Even if they are going to the same university, the likelihood of them being in the same program and same classes as you is really tough. So it's like you're going to want to meet up with them. And a lot of people will try to like meet up and stuff, and that's cool.
Yeah, but like definitely with university, like I want to hang out with my old high school friends for sure. But I also like...
You want to meet new people, right?
Yeah, and for sure, like university, yo, I need to work out, yo. That's what's probably gonna motivate me pretty much. Like I'm probably gonna work out more in university with like, cause you know university athletic centers are like crazy, and for Trent
they spend a shit ton of money
on it. Dude, it's crazy, yo. Trent's rowing team is basically the Olympic team for Canada. That's what I heard. They have a state of the art rowing team. I'm like, what?
Trent's right by a lake, right? Is it not?
Yeah, like Trent, there's a bridge that goes over a stream or like a lake.
Well, that makes a lot of sense then.
So, yeah, so you see like rowers in the more warmer times, it's crazy. But like,
that's the same thing for me. Because I'm so stressed and busy right now with grade 12, along with like, because I have to go to night school and shit.
Yeah, night school sucks, bro.
Yeah,
I feel bad for you.
But yeah, in university, my goal is to just become healthier overall, eating, working out, stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. Like back to what you were saying earlier, like y'all better know how to cook. Y'all are gonna run out of money so fast. Like all your parents' money that they're gonna give you for like whatnot to spend, you better save that thing. Like use it when like you literally do not feel like making food. But like I think hey, I don't know if boiling water and putting on noodles in there is cooking, but I mean,
but it's still good to know how to do it.
Yeah,
because I know some people who either didn't know until very late. Or maybe still don't know how to do it, so...
I don't know. As long as you cook some KD, some mac and cheese KD, you know? But, I don't know. It's just, like, some people are just weird. Like, they don't know how to cook stuff. Like, just learn before you get there. And back to, like, just high school in general. Like, high school is super, like it's everyone's spread. Everyone cares about too much about, like, your business. Like, if you talk about one thing with another person, that's probably going to spread around. And, like, I think just guys and girls care about too much emotion and shit. Like, university, like, I think when people go to university, like, they won't give a shit about you. Like, people won't care about you. But in high school, like, people care so much.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, it's like, everyone's maturing and not everyone is, like, at that point where they're, like, not sure, like, what to share, what not to share. It's a lot of it is just society in general, and it's like sometimes you don't think, right? It's like, oh, this won't be bad to share, but in reality it's something like that leads to something else, and then it's a whole mess up, right?
I mean, like, definitely now that we're in second semester grade 12, like you can look back at like everything. Like grade 9, like, yo, I was so beat. I was such a nerd, but I was friends with the cool kids, so like I got to experience a lot of things, stuff like that. But like, come on, like
we all complain about our school geography scene, but like at the same time there are lots of good things that come out of it. Like there's not that many grade 12s, which you could see as a downfall for like events and stuff like that, but at the same time it's like everyone is so close with each other that it's like it's cool.
Yeah, and like we're like a tight-knit family for sure. Like I think like of course there can be disagreements between like the guys and or the girls, but like it's just like being a tight-knit family. Like we all care about each other, and we all like want to see each other succeed. And I think that's the best part of having such a small class. Because usually, like classes of grade 12 are like maybe 200, 300 students, and we only have like maybe a little bit over 100. So that's like, I guess that's a benefit in a sense. And plus, geography, easiest school ever, but dude, your work ethic goes down the drain.
Yeah, if you don't keep up your work ethic, you're pretty much screwed for you,
dude. Because, like, I'm in BCSS, dude. I finished stuff on the first day. I was that type of nerd. Like, the teacher would be like, okay, so we're going to have this project. It's going to be due in 2 weeks. I finished it on the first day. But then I was a nerd, so I didn't have a lot of friends to do stuff with in the rest of the 2 weeks. So I'd just be sitting at home doing whatever. And I used to just play video games all day. Like, I think I still do play a lot of video games, but, like, it's just, like, I think definitely trying to balance out your life, like balancing out your social life, your family, your friends, and finally school. And even if you do sports outside of school too, like balancing all those things are super difficult because, like, do you want to have sleep, but you want to hang out with your friends more, like, late at night? Or do you want to go, like, hang out with family? Like, it's just finding that, like, perfect balance where you can strive and, like, succeed with yourself and like, in life.
Yeah, high school really gets you on that kind of engaging with yourself type of path. Like, you need to, you need to start being more independent. Like, there's, you have people to rely on, but you also want to be independent because they're not going to be there your whole life. Like, it makes sense to try and branch out and get your stuff done to a point where you can do it by yourself versus having to always ask people. And not to say, not that asking people for help is a bad thing, right? Like, it can be a good thing, but to get out and be able to do stuff yourself helps a lot.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, just, like, in high school, you have so many friends. But in university, like, you only probably meet up with their, like, your class friends or people, like, you party with. And I'm definitely super hyped for parties and stuff like that. But, definitely high school is definitely, like, you is where you make a lot of your connections and, like, where you branch out a lot. And, like, what I don't understand is, like, when guys get into a fight, we either brawl it out and, like, we fight each other, or we just, like, whatever, we make up and just go on our own ways. But for girls, like, they hold grudges. I'm not trying to bag on girls, but, like,
we also, like, obviously, we're not trying to say we know everything, but let's just, from, like, back in the day, from stuff we heard about, a lot of it was, like, it seemed weird to us. Like, and, like, obviously, it was back in the day, so people have matured from them. But, like, in high school, you'll have a lot of people arguing and fighting over stupid stuff, realistically. Like, it won't make sense to you as an outside person. Probably doesn't even make sense to them. But because it's society's norm of, like, oh, you should, if this happens, you should be mad. It's like, it kind of makes everyone, puts everyone in a place where it's like, they don't want to talk to each other and do stuff with each other.
Yeah, like, I think everyone, okay, this kind of sounds like extra sus, but, like, I think everyone should be friends and, like, make up and whatever. Like, dude, like, it's our last year of high school, or, and even if you're in a different grade, like, yo, just be friends. Like, I don't know what's the point of fighting with your friends. Like, you could rather be, like, make, like, go paintballing or, like, go, like, airsofting or, like, just do anything instead of wasting your time on arguing, holding grudges, giving dirty stares. Like, just go live your life, have fun, and then unless a guy talks shit about your mom, and then I don't know, like, maybe you gotta give him one, two, maybe, yeah. But, like,
there's like, we're not saying everything should be like, oh yeah, it's okay, man, cool, whatever. But, like, there are a lot of cases where even like, once again, we're not saying we know everything, but there's a lot of cases from what people have told us and what our friends have talked about to us from their own scenarios where it's like, dude, why are you even mad at them in the first place? Or, like, why are they even mad at you? That doesn't make any sense. Like, it just, a lot of high school is very confusing. And a lot of that is real life skills, like making connections and knowing how to communicate and talk to people, which is something you need to learn in high school in order to use it in university, because you'll need it in uni.
Yeah, and, like, what I don't understand is some of the shit we get taught in high school, I will never fucking use ever again. Pythagoras theorem? Like, what the fuck is that? I don't even remember what that shit is. Alright? Like, I'm not using that shit. Okay, fine. They'll teach me how to fucking cut a fucking pie. Thank you, middle school. You taught me how to cut a pie into 8 slices. Like, congrats. But, like, why am I gonna know how to use, like, fucking polynomials in the future? Like, maybe teach me how to finance my money. Like, teach me how to budget.
Yeah.
Teach me how to, like, do my taxes, bitch. Like, I don't know how to do my taxes, and I'm gonna be an adult soon, so I need to know how to do my taxes. And that's what's kind of frustrating about high school. Like, they teach you, like, some bullshit. And I feel
a lot of it is the questions they give you too. Like, you'll, like, reading the questions is, like, so dumb. It's like finding the surface area of an ice cream cone. Like, dude, if I get an ice cream cone, I'm eating them. I'm not gonna calculate shit.
Yeah, if someone ever asks me a question in real life, I'm throwing every textbook I have in my freaking closet at them. Like, I'm knocking them out. I don't even know what I'm gonna do. Like, that shit, like, kind of infuriates me, because, like, dude, it's like, why do I need to know? It's like, I know, like, what I feel like is, like, they don't want math to die out.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah. Because, like, I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter and stuff because of all this, like, Doug Ford. Like, we're not going to bring politics into our podcast, but a lot of the stuff happening in Ontario and Doug Ford has brought up a lot of has made people focus on issues in the system, not only with Doug Ford and stuff, but there's a lot of stuff where it's like, after grade, like, you, after a certain point, you can start teaching kids, like you said, to do finances and taxes and stuff. Like, you, why do you need a whole other course for accounting? You can incorporate accounting into the math course. Like, for example, after, let's say after grade 11, you've done all the basic function, you've done all the, you basically mastered algebra by grade 11, I'd hope. And then from there, you can, like, those are the skills you need to do those taxes and stuff. But you don't learn how to do the taxes because you're focused on doing more functions and how to find derivatives and calc and stuff like that. So, like, a lot of it is the info you're getting taught doesn't make you interested in the skills that you are learning. Even though, like, you're learning great skills from doing the math, the content they're giving you doesn't exactly keep you motivated and want you to learn it.
And now, like, with our generation, like, our attention spans are, like, low as a shit. So, like, I think we should, like, I remember having freaking my, what is it, my accounting class. Our fucking curriculum was, like, 2006. It's fucking 2019, bitch. Like, that's fucking, like, 13 years.
Yeah, it's, the good thing with, that's why I wish I not only found an interest, but was good at science, because science is something that's, like, ever changing. Mm-hmm. Like, you will have some stuff that is old, but that's because that is straight fact.
That's, like, it can't, that's
be
a foundation.
It can't be disproven, right? Like, science is something that is so cool to, like, as an outside person. Like, I remember in grade 9 and 10, like, me and Saj, we always talk about, like, space stuff. And we found that so interesting. But it's, like, we're never going to be able to do anything with it, because we'll probably be dead by the time anything new in space happens. But
yeah, I want time travel or, like, cryo freeze to come up.
And that's, like, a whole nother conversation. Like, if you cryo freeze yourself and none of your friends do, you wake up, like, what, you're 30, whatever.
It's like the pod.
There's no one around you. Like, you don't know anyone.
It's like when Fry freezes himself into his cryo freeze chamber, and he wakes up 1,000 years later. So he freezes himself in 2000, and then he wakes up in the year 3000, and he's in the future. And, like, I don't know what I would do. I'd try to, like, just see the world, I guess, and just, I don't know, I'd probably be a nomad. But,
it'd be scary as hell, though.
For sure. But going back to the Doug Ford thing, what I know there's a lot of students, and especially from Fletcher's and stuff like that, they planned a huge walkout and stuff like that,
mm-hmm,
to protest against, like, the things like Doug Ford's parliament or whatever government is doing. What did you even do on the walkout? I know some people skipped and shit. Like, I was playing basketball, so, like,
yeah, there was a lot of people who skipped. I'm pretty sure I stayed for a little bit, like, whatever was on school, and then there was lots of people who started leaving the on school thing, so I just went home.
Yeah, my teacher, like, we were doing something in, like, the CSI, which is basically our library in our school, but yeah, he's like, he basically told us, if you guys leave, we won't really care. It's your decision, you're adults now, and you have to make a decision. And I think what he said, like, definitely stuck with me, because, like, yeah, we are adults now, and we have to make decisions that will change and affect our, like, because it affects OSAP.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And it affects, like, teachers and, like, it affects a lot of the schools, surprisingly. I don't know, like, how people are really okay with this and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's, like, a big problem with it, man. Like, it's a whole issue. Like, I don't even want to get into it, but it's not good.
Yeah, for the walkout, I played basketball outside for a good little bit, like, for the whole, like, for third period, I think. And then after, I just drove to Cassie, which was near Fletcher's. Dude, there were, like, 300 students. It was pretty epic watching all the students come together, and they were like posters and, like, banners and stuff that they're holding.
Yeah, the teachers can't do anything about it. Like, my mom was saying, like, my mom teaches younger kids, like, Montessori, like, grade, like, one and lower, like, toddlers and stuff. So my mom was saying that apparently the teachers actually got emails and stuff saying, you can't force kids to be there, like, just let them go. There's no point in trying. So, like, the teachers were told to let us go, essentially.
Yeah, I was such a pussy, bro. I walked up, like, halfway to the period. Like, it's so stupid. I don't even know, like... Then my mom begged on me for coming home early. I was like, oh, no, bro. I felt so bad. But anyways, like, yeah, that walkout thing. I think we're planning a walkout for, like, April 4th or something. At, like, 1:15.
Yeah,
I saw that all over, like...
There's another one coming.
Yeah, so I think I'll actually participate in that. On a real note, I'll probably participate in that. But I think that's just, like, how it has to be. Yeah, man. Trying to get a job soon, yo. Like I work in IT and stuff like that, and I make pretty good bank. I'm not trying to brag, but I make pretty good bank. But like, I want to get into retail. Retail, like I feel like it's a lot of work, but boy, yo, those discounts, undeniable. Like a 50% off clothes and shit. Like hell, yeah. Clothes cost a lot. Like
Yeah,
they're made in sweatshop in China and shit, but like they cost a good amount. Like I think I spent over like. Maybe like over a K this weekend, not this weekend, but last weekend, or like last 2 weekends, I spent like over like 1,000 probably just on clothes, just buying new clothes and shit.
retail is a good job to at least try out because you learn certain stuff and you kind of learn about like what the when you're buying stuff, like what the people you're buying from go through, like the customer service and stuff like that. Like you find a new appreciation for them working retail.
Yo, and I bit yo, I made a new resume. And I fucking faked all my shit on that, like everything. I faked that I was like a Walmart associate, and then I faked that like I worked at like at the Hershey Center and shit, bruh. I'm just booling because people won't hire you no more if you don't have experience, and you
Yes.
have to lie. You actually kind of have to
You
get a job
got
and stuff like that. So I'm probably gonna start applying soon
it
for
don't
sure.
it's similar to when you get older, right? Like having connections with people really, really can help you. Whether it's like a small favor or something big, like having that little bit of a connection can help you. And that's what I kind of do. I like to kind of talk to as many people as possible and stuff like that, and like make new friends, new people and stuff like that.
Like, yes, like what I do is pretty fun, but working in retail, like you're with a team and like you're with a squad and like
You're
you
with
go work
people.
out. Yeah. I think now that like it's coming, everything's coming to an end, and now that midterms is coming close, and I swear, once midterms over, everyone's gonna be on their shit, bro. Like everyone's gonna be like just fucking around once they get the offers they want and like, they accept it and shit. Like everyone's, I think everyone's gonna be way more happier and like less gloomy in high school or in our grade. And
Yeah.
you're gonna try to have more fun.
A lot of people be a lot less stressed too.
I'm definitely trying to run more flexes with girls and guys, like as a group. Cause I feel like a lot of, like, I mean, yeah, guys like alone run a lot of flexes. Like I went pooling yesterday. I went to play pool yesterday, and we were just like vibing out and talking. But like, it's definitely fun hanging out with your friends and making like good memories and shit before you head off to university.
Yeah, man. Like you see stuff on YouTube all the time with like people playing games and like the typical like two truths, one lie, and it's like stuff from high school and stuff. And that's like you want to keep those memories in your head regardless of like how good or bad it was. Like your high school is something you're gonna look back on and be like, damn, I miss doing this. Like you don't want to have regrets going out of high school.
Nah, yeah, definitely, like, it's just experiences, like, everyone should, like, just do it, like, I think my best plans and best memories were the most spontaneous ones. Like, when someone asked me, yo, you down to go somewhere? And bam, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm down, and we go. And I think those are my best memories in mind, like, that's how this started off, and, like,
Yeah, it's taking the chances and going for stuff, right? Like, you don't want to, obviously, you want to do well in school and you want to study, but you don't want to be that person who gets consumed by studying and doesn't have a social life, because eventually, when you get older, you don't want to be a workaholic. Like, you don't want to work 24/7
yeah.
and, like,
You wanna have
work.
friends then. You wanna have like a support. Friends
You,
are your support.
yeah, friends are essentially your support group, and it's a way to, it's almost like hanging out with friends is like a stress reliever. Like, when you're older and you have all that work on your plate, you don't want to be able to, are you sorry, you don't want to have nothing to go back to. Like you want to have friends to, like, even if you don't hang out with them, you want to have people to talk to and like just be able to hold a normal conversation with, rather than like having to pay for a therapist to talk about something, right? Like
Yeah.
having that extra output with your friends, whether it's just talking or going and doing something, is a great way to like just live in general. Just live, man. Just have fun with your friends.
Yeah, for sure. Like, that's what sucks about people who get like homeschooled and take like online school. Like in class, like you be doing some like fuck shit, like you be just messing around and stuff like that. But like when you're outside of school and like you can't make any friends, like you don't have any social life anymore. Like you don't know how to interact with people. You don't know how to read a room. You don't know how to like, gauge like a person's emotions and give them advice. You don't experience the same things you do experience in public school. And that's why for sure, like when I'm older, I'm definitely putting my kids in public school. Like Like, for sure, though.
That's exactly why my parents took me out of private school. Because I was a very social person in private school. But you know, right? Like, you were with those people for 6 years. Like, your parents aren't going to know what's happening every single day at school, like, even when you're young. So you don't know how much you're actually talking and stuff. Like, that's not something you ask a teacher. You talk about grades and stuff. So my parents were like, even though he is, like, making friends and stuff, you don't want... As bad as it doesn't, don't take this the wrong way. Like, they didn't want me to get comfortable with my friends. They wanted me to be able to go out and experience new stuff, and that's what public school did. It made me new friends and new people to talk to. Like, I still talk to everyone from private school, but it's like going to public school can make your experience a little bit accustomed for high school.
Yeah, for sure. Like, just yeah, like that skill, like, it's such a basic skill, communication, and people definitely struggle on it. Like, sometimes, like, I lie to, like, you guys, like, as my friends, like, you guys ask me if I'm okay, and I'm like, I just say I'm okay, but, like, sometimes, like, I'm not, and, like, that's, like, I think that's a struggle with, like, our society nowadays. Like, I think a lot of people are, like, especially me, I'm a part of this group, like, we're kind of ashamed of, like, being weak, sort of, like, being mentally weak and stuff like that. Like, mental health is a really big issue, and, like,
it should be talked about more. It didn't only start now, like, it's because of what had happened in the past, and it's like society's been that way forever, and like change is something that it takes a while to like happen. Like you said, the mental health thing, like that's something that probably won't be a main issue. Like, as much as people are stressing it, as much as people are speaking out about it, it's like it's not going anywhere, sadly.
Yeah,
it's the same thing with like all the environment stuff and global warming. Like, you have people who oppose it so much that it's almost like it's like a toxic nature against it, that it's like some people are afraid of something happening if they speak out against it.
And like it's such a super taboo thing. Like, plus, like, where like our parents, like brown parents and like Asian parents, like talking about pretty much anything mental health is really like scary. It's like taboo. Like, it's, you really talk about it, like, you gotta deal with it yourself, like, you're all alone, and that's what sucks. Like, I think people should definitely talk about their mental health.
That's why you have your friends, like, that, like, yeah, I said, that, support exactly. groups. You make those relationships you have with people, whether it's your friends or more than friends, whatever, whoever it is, those relationships will help you. Whether or not you want to go out and make them and be someone who goes out and makes a lot of friends, or someone who's just like, hey, like, kind of does a little small talk here and there. Making relationships with people is good.
Yo, but being 100% real with everything, I think being honest with yourself, and like, if you don't like this person, avoid them. If you do like this person, and if it's someone, like, let's say, like, if it's a girl, like, take that chance, take that leap of faith, because maybe, because someday, and when you're older, you may regret not taking that chance, maybe not asking that girl out for a date. Maybe not doing all this stuff. Like, definitely, like, reflecting back on, like, my relationship, which I just got out of recently, like, she put me out of my own comfort zone, and I'm forever grateful for that, because I got to do things that I'm not used to, and I got to express more of my feelings, stuff like that. Because, like, you know, guys, like, oh, like, hardy, hardy, hard, like, they don't like to express their feelings, stuff like that. They always like to act tough, but definitely guys have a lot of feelings. That's what I've noticed. Like, when we're talking like deep stuff with like guys, like every guy has really deep feelings,
and yeah, just and don't express it. You can always tell when people are holding back, but you also don't want to push.
Yeah, you don't, like, you just want to be like, all right, I'll let it fly, but maybe like if you break, I'll be all ears. Like, I'll be here to listen to you. Like, that, I think that's a good part. And like
you said, getting out of your comfort zone, it can be scary, and yeah. I completely acknowledge that. Like we talked about the mental health thing, that could play a huge part, like with anxiety and stuff like that. But getting out of your comfort zone for little things, like, is like, oh, you don't like going to school dances, like, maybe go to a school dance, see how it is, try it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But like, going to it and having fun, you can't go wrong. If anything, you leave early if you're not feeling it, whatever.
Yeah.
But going out and trying to do, like, have fun and trying and going out with an open mind and the intention of having a good time.
Yeah, for sure. Having a good time
will help you.
And like, definitely, like, when I asked, like, for sure, when I did my semi proposal in front of the whole school, bro, you don't even know, I was shitting.
Bro, we're not gonna talk about that, because I kind of fucked that shit up for you.
Nah, I mean, Matt Five was kind of like whatever, but like, yeah. Well, first off, I wore the worst shirt that day. I had a really shitty shirt.
I'm not gonna lie, you didn't turn around to take the ball, so I'm
just, yeah. Okay, whatever.
It's not my fault.
But like, I definitely got out of my comfort zone. Like, that's a big thing. Doing it in front of a school, especially high school, where everything's like on record.
Dude, even our school. Our school's like one of the because it's a very new school. Like, yeah. We don't have as many kids, but like there was still a crap ton of kids there.
Yeah, and like I'm definitely glad I did that because like it definitely I got hella confidence. Like, I started walking with like hella swagger and shit. I was like, yo, I'm the man and shit. Like, hey, I mean, like, I think that's a good thing. Like, definitely just take your chances. Like, go out and like go on like just have go with your friends, go on dates, just go have fun. I think like that's the best part. Like, I think you should be happy for everyone instead of bringing them down. Like, you should bring everyone up. Like, hey, maybe like one guy that you don't know, or the one guy like that's not really included in your plans, but like everyone's still kind of friends with, but just not included. Just maybe bring them one day. I think doing those small things is like will help like build someone's confidence up, because some people are just more shy than others, and it's just what it is, and it happens. And I think bringing those like bringing people into your plans and bringing more people into your life, you can just become a way more of like a honest person and like be more strong with your senses and like emotions, stuff like that.
Yeah, like I think anyone who has been to high school or is going to high school can attest to this. Like, everyone is different at school than when they are outside of school. Very rarely will you find someone who's the exact same way at school and the exact same way at a party or at a restaurant or not even fake. It's just like some people just don't express their full thing. Like, some people just don't talk. Like, you might find the quietest kid in the class. You take him out to, I don't know, you go to a restaurant or you go play laser tag or some stupid shit, and you see that they have the most fun they've ever had, and they're yelling shit. Like, you'd never know who people truly are at school until you've hung out with them outside of school.
Yeah, for sure. Just like, people act definitely different if you take them out of the, like, school. Like, school just, it's like kind of restricting, and definitely just bringing those people out. I think it'll make their world for sure. Like, 100%, it'll make their world.
Yeah, and everyone when if everyone has fun, everyone feels good, right? Like, I think the main point we're trying to get across is make memories and have fun.
Yeah, for sure. Just go fucking live your life. Like, whoever telling you not to live your life, fuck them. Live your damn life, because you'll regret it if you don't do it.
Yeah, and obviously, like, we're not talking about crazy stuff, like
jumping off like fucking buildings.
Like, don't do anything risky for your health wise. Or dangerous. Like, danger, like don't die. Do anything that'll endanger you. But like, go out and have fun with your friends. Go experience stuff.
Because like, with you being younger, like, you have less consequences. Like, you can do a lot more. Like, in high school, you can fucking brawl someone and you'll just get like a suspension. But when you're an adult, you're trying to brawl someone, you're getting charged with assault. Like, that's what I've come to notice. And like, coming back to how people change, like, definitely I change a lot, because usually like everyone sees me as like a guy who's like always kind of down. Like, I usually have like a I hate you kind of face, like I want to kill you face. But like, usually
you have a resting bitch face.
Yeah, I do definitely have a resting bitch face. But I'm usually always in a jolly mood, and I'm always down to make jokes. And I love making people laugh. Like, I think if I were to define myself, I'm like, I'm a more situational comedian. Like, whenever the situation arises, I can make jokes. And the best part about being a comedian, I'm just saying, like, I'm a comedian, but like making people laugh and having fun and like seeing people laugh at your jokes and what you're saying and just interact.
Dude, we sound like old men, like, we're like grade 12, like, dude, do this, do that. But we're kind of going off what we've experienced and what maybe even potentially some of our own stuff that we've been through and some own regrets. Like, there's definitely stuff like we've missed out on, and we've looked back on it and like, yeah, it's okay now. But like, we know that later on we're going to be like, oh shit, I should have done this.
Yeah. I think like, it's just high school is such a weird thing.
It's a weird place because it's not quite the school you're used to, because you have so much, not so much, but you have a lot more free range than middle school. where your parents would always pick you up and stuff. Like high school, dude, it's like a lot of it is like whatever you do. So like if you make high school your bitch, you make it your bitch.
Yeah,
Like
like I, and that's for university too. Like whatever your high school experience, it's, you make your high school experience, 100%.
Hundred, I agree.
If you stay inside reading books all day, that's what your high school experience is. If you go outside,
not
go
that not that reading books is a bad thing.
Yeah, but like if you go outside, go party and stuff like that, that's your high school experience. It's just like it's you make your high school experience, and that's for me. I'm taking that into university. Like you make a university. Like I'm probably gonna go play intramural sports to meet more people, and like.
High school is like this weird middle ground because it's not quite school, but it's not quite adulthood either.
And pretty much, I only go to school just to hang out with friends. I
Yeah.
literally hate school so much, and I go hang out with friends.
Honestly, it's like the middle of middle school and university. It's like middle school is like all you're focused on is school and like as much as you want, recess is recess.
Yeah,
Like
you
it's
literally
what,
fight
15
people.
minutes? Like you play for a little
You
bit.
play Manhunt, tag, like some
High school's
cool
like
stuff.
high school's a lot different, obviously. But then when you get to uni, it's a whole nother level. It's almost like serious work. Like you can fuck around, obviously, but that's like you're literally an adult when you go to university.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, because you're gonna be like 18 by then, and
Think
you're
like
officially an adult.
by then your work is literally learning stuff and doing projects and stuff.
Yeah, and
And
I.
then when it's like being an adult, you're working like an office job and you go on a party on the weekend. It's the same thing with uni. You work and you do your schoolwork and then you party whenever. It's literally like you're in adulthood, which makes high school almost this weird like pretense thing to it.
And for sure, like I think what I would say is like, stop crying over that one, stop crying over that one girl and shit. Stop fucking trying to fight your friend over some bullshit they said. Like, make up and go have your fun. I think what people are so caught up on is being caught up on some bullshit. Like being caught up on like the little things, and they should just go do the thing
And
and find their passion for sure.
with us, we're a lot kind of lenient about it, I think. We're kind of like, oh, whatever. We're kind of like free flowing. That's the word. We're free flowing. We kind of don't give a crap about a lot of things. Like you said, the small stuff we won't hold on to. And there are people who will hold on to small things, and that's cool. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. But personally, like what I've been through, and I'm sure Raymond kind of like say the same thing. Like, there are stuff you want to hold on to. Like there are little details, like this little thing you want to hold on to because that's a cool memory. But you don't want to prevent yourself from doing stuff because of small things as well. It goes both ways.
Yeah, like just I think everyone should just make up for themselves and like go work or something. Like just stop being doing stupid stuff and go make some money. Go get your bread. Go get your bag. Like I don't care what you do. Stop messing with other people. Instead of bring them down, pick them up. 'Cause high school makes everything so competitive. Yo, it's just high school. Like just get into your university and fuck off.
Like, I agree.
There's too many stopping us. And like, definitely my favorite part about high school is sports teams. Visiting other schools.
Yeah, my favorite part of high school is definitely the sports teams. Like, you not only do you meet new people because it's not like a grade 9 team only, a grade 10. Like,
Yeah.
it's grade 9 mixed with 10, grade 11 mixed with 12. Like,
Yeah.
there's some cool people you never thought you would talk to, like in the lower grades. It's like, yo, that's lit. Like, there's dudes on the volleyball team who we knew ahead of time, but
Yeah.
like we never really talked to them a lot, but like now we're like really close friends with a lot of them.
I think if I look back on it now, what I've done for the past 3.5 years of my high school, or basically what I've done for my high school experience, or like my high school like career as of now, I think I've been pretty successful. Like I've been a president of athletic council. I've been a part of our school, like definitely at the early stages before SEC. Like I was a part of that stuff, like giving my input. I volunteered for so many sports. I was on the first volleyball team. Our team made it to Rops a finalist for AA. So
Bad
sad that we didn't
memories.
lose. But I volunteered for badminton volleyball. Like and I made so many friends, and I don't think I've gotten to. I mean, I got to spend it once, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah.
But I think my high school career has been good to me, and I mean, I don't know what it's for you, but you can say on your
I
part.
would say mine has also been pretty successful. Like, like I mentioned before, dude, the friend, like having friends to hang out with makes your experience so much
100%.
Better.
100%. Friends make everything better. If you have no friends, get yourself some friends. Like, there's literally no other answer. Stop being a loner. Stop fucking going to CSI and reading damn like books and shit. Books are not bad, but friends are better, I think.
Yeah, like grade 9 for me was all right because it was everyone's nervous in grade 9. Like most people, there's I think the way it works in grade 9 is either you tend to become super shy and then grade 10 you're like back to your normal self.
Yeah.
Or you become really really outgoing at grade 9.
Yeah, and you get popping.
You go really.
I started off as super shy. I think me and you started.
Yeah,
off super
I think
shy.
I think. Pretty much everyone from our grade 8 class at BCSS was like super shy because we all wanted to hang. We all pretty much hung together at BCSS, yeah. And like you mentioned before, like grade 10, 11, 12, like I was on a couple sports teams. Obviously, not as many as you, mm-hmm. but we were on a lot of the similar ones. Like we were both on badminton, volleyball, yeah. frisbee. Like we've done a lot of stuff where it's like, yeah, I had fun. Like overall, I had fun, and I can say that with confidence.
Yeah, like I definitely don't have any regrets. Like, I've had so much fun at parties and stuff like that. I've been invited and stuff, and like I've been in a relationship over a year, and like definitely like all of these experiences like help build you as an adult, and like they teach you so many things like you don't even know about yourself. They teach you things that like that some people want in their life, and I'm grateful for everything I've learn. I don't think, like sometimes I do get jealous of other people. Like I mean, I think that's like I get envious of like other people's lives and like how like they've been set up because like growing up, like I don't think I've had like the most desirable come up.
Not even that, but like it. A lot of it is just like you see something and you want it. Not in a bad way because you could see like I saw you with your girl all the time and I'm like, dude, that'd be lit. But at the same time, like, I gotta focus on myself.
Yeah, like,
it's like a it's really weird dilemma you have in your mind.
It's like a want and need.
Yeah, it's a want versus need. Like, I need to do well.
It's like AirPods. Like, I want AirPods, but do I really need them? Because I have, cause shit, I drop my phone a lot. My phone gets saved because I still have the thing connected to my phone, so just hanging like dangling and shit. But yeah, like, do I want AirPods or do you need them? Oh, shit, I want them bad.
Yeah, hanging out with people, whether it's guys, girls, whoever. It literally, dude, it's, we can't stress this enough. It's like, have fucking fun.
And like, I guess just don't care too much. Cause like, all my friends, like, they, like, we really do not care what we are. As long as you're not like, hella down all the time, like hella like sad and mopey all the time, I think you can be a pretty good person. As long as you don't say some insensitive jokes and you can read the room and like, know that like, maybe not say that, like...
Yeah, know what you're doing. And like, it's a lot easier said than done, but I think most people should be able to manage it.
Yeah, like, staying away from some political stuff and just... Like, depending on, like, how close you are with someone, like, between, like, my main four group of, like, three other friends, which, like, we're super tight and stuff like that. We send memes. Like, we send some, like, pretty dark memes. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just, like... You can't be sending that, like, for example, you can't be sending that to, like, a teacher.
You gotta know your etiquette, right?
Yeah, you gotta know who you're talking to send that stuff. And I think that's just a main part of being in public school, like, learning how to talk to people. I think we talked for a good amount of time now, so I think we should cut this episode off.
Yeah, so thanks, guys, for listening to our first podcast.
More to come next Sunday at 7 p.m. With our special guests Grisserman Sandu and Rithik Bagga. So I think we'll definitely be excited for that, and we'll keep you posted. All right, see you
guys.